This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
So the office manager was hoping that you could start using Slack.
Slack?
Yeah, it's this chat program. It keeps everyone on the same page, if that's cool with you.
Ah, I understand. Very well, Lincoln, off you go. And delete Slack. There, much better. Now, listener, or tavern head, or fan of Magic the Blathering, or person who searched for East European erotic podcast, Helga's Magic Cavern, and can't admit you got it wrong, a quick note in case you haven't been listening to Behind the Tavern on Stitcher Premium. This week's episode is a behind-the-scenes chat with early Cliff Clavin prototype Shane Wilson about making fan-favorite Dr. Ward episode from Season 1. It's on Stitcher Premium now, along with all the other bonus content. And if you don't behave, I'll even make you listen to a short clip after this episode. To get a free month of Stitcher Premium, bring me a child. Or go to stitcherpremium.com/magic and use promo code CHILD. Or rather, magic. And now, put on a movie, call a friend, start dragging your eyes through social media, fracture that attention span like a dumbass Erskek screwing around with the crystal, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Some time ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King.
I'm on a fucking whale!
Some time ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the mat.
Can you believe it, Arnie? Standing astride a whale, the wind blowing through your hair, flying through the sky on the greatest ship ever created.
Oh, feel that wind in my fur. Ooh.
Yeah, it's a little scary. We are on a ship, on a whale, flying through the sky. So you know what centers me, what gives me my bravery, my magic feather is this microphone. So I am going to try
You're
to...
You're a man on a mic, on a boat, on a whale in the sky.
You're
a man on the mic, on a boat, on a whale in the sky.
I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift. Somehow...
You're a man?
On a boat, on a ship, on a thing, on a place, in a land.
That's the spirit?
Yeah. And I use the Wi-Fi from the Burger King to upload a podcast I record every week here in Foon chronicling our adventures.
What do we say about chronicling?
To chronicle...
Thank you.
You know what? It's just easier for me to say chronicling.
But the way it sounds... Chronicling.
Okay, I will say it as elegantly as I can. A podcast
sounds
I
like a series of bats is punching someone.
A podcast I record every week, chronicling our adventures to defeat the Dark Lord of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my supportive buds, They're always there for me. They never nitpick about little things that almost seem like psychological problems they're focusing on. Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmuenius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Oh, names that I swear that if e'er they did enter, I even... your peripheral vision, if you even kind of like half saw them, you get all messed up.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that one scares me the most because he didn't even articulate it. He just like got really upset. His nose started bleeding.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood in your beard now.
Yes, well, I've been meaning to dye it pink anyway.
What's that white powder on your nose?
No, don't worry about it. Just been traveling. Need a little bump.
Okay, so it's exciting but a little scary that we finally found the legendary ship, the Winged Whale.
Oh, what? We went to Soul's Hollow. What an adventure. Oh, my God. Did you get the recording of that?
What?
Oh, what a ride. What a thrill. What an adventure.
I tried
what
to really...
What a battle.
Oh. It all happened like the day after we recorded the last one, and I really tried to like parse them out.
We didn't
like
record
a
week it. At
but
a
we
time.
Slayed a Slarvin.
I know, yeah. And it also had such an interesting story to tell.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, so poignant and beautiful and sad.
And it's so alliterative.
What?
Slayed a Slarvin.
Yeah.
And it's Slarva.
And it's Slarva.
Slarry, not Slarry.
But to live in the present, we have booked passage on this amazing passenger boat on a whale in the sky. Mm-hmm. I'm not even really sure where it's headed.
Somewhere up here, there's like a list of all the stops.
Okay.
And also, if you wait, there'll be a voice that tells you the next stop.
Oh, okay.
Stop,
yeah. Also, and I don't... I don't know if you've noticed this. There are kind of a lot of kids on this boat.
Oh, yes. Well, the Winged Whale is well known for transporting children to Jizzle Knob Preparatory Academy.
Oh, the school for young wizards?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's the very one. Yes, so many of these children, I assume, are students there.
Yeah, so don't fuck with them.
Oh, okay.
They'll magic you up.
They're all heading back from Vishdosh break or whatever time of year it is.
Exactly. Yes, you've nailed it.
And in fact, I ran into two kids that you might know, Arnie. Here they are. This is Chad and Beverly.
Chad and Beverly?
Yeah.
Who are Chad and Beverly?
We haven't interviewed them?
No. Hey, Chad, Beverly, sorry. I guess we could. They look... I gotta be honest, and I'm sorry to say this in front of you, Chad and Beverly.
Go back to my dad.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry.
What?
Chad and Beverly just don't look interesting.
What
like,
do
they
you
just
mean?
Don't seem like they've got.
Why would you talk to Chad and Beverly?
Well, you have such superior guests within your very grasp.
Chad and Beverly of House Camel Toe
are big nerds and bigger losers.
No, Beverly, it's the Fresh Grape Twins. Let's get out.
We gotta run. Bye.
I know those voices.
You know, it's fun every time we do that.
Yes, every single time we shout at our classmates, I think, what a very good way to spend that time.
Shnanessa, one of my favorite parts about a big echoing hallway is that whenever we yell something at someone younger, older, teacher, it doesn't matter. Everyone gets to hear.
It sounds so big and large, and I wouldn't have thought that a boat on a whale would echo as good as it did.
But it really does. Good job, you whale!
Very resonant whale.
Good job, resonant whale!
Arnie, it's the Fresh Grape Twins.
The Fresh Grape Twins, yeah. I remember them.
Yeah, let's interview
them. We've met so many people, and I definitely remember the Fresh Grape Twins.
Snake and Shneshneshna.
Oh, it's,
Shnanessa.
My name is Shnanessa.
Thank you.
And yes, we are the Fresh Grape Twins of House Dingle Dong at Jizzle Knob.
The most vicious, clever, and cunning of the Jizzle Knob houses.
Yes, House of Ding Dong.
Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you as our guests again.
Usidore, honor as always.
Oh, my pleasure.
And now refresh my memory at House Jizzle Knob.
Refresh grave your memory.
Refresh grave our drinks, because we're coming off of
Vistos Break, y'all!
Arnie,
we got silly.
They are clearly drunk.
We got wacky and wild.
Loopy Lou with Lucy Lou.
That's what we say these days. If you get a little tipsy, you get
Loopy Lou with Lucy Lou.
Arnie, at Jizzle Knob, it's famously the kids drink this beverage. It's called, I don't know if I'm saying this right, beer.
Oh, is that anything more magical or cool sounding?
What do you mean?
It's just called beer?
We were crushing some beers over this break.
Crushing them into oblivion!
Crush them till they appear no more! For it's our last year at Jizzle Knob, so we can drink legally.
Ooh, seniors!
Well, don't. We're very worried about it, though.
Oh.
What has you worried?
Well, it's like what happens when you get out of school and into the real world.
Yeah, oh, what will become of two twins
who
dabble in evil but in a cute way?
Yes, and who have mastered all the dark magics that have been taught to us.
Well, but, are those skills applicable?
Like, is there a market for them? Yeah. What's the marketplace like?
What are sort of your specialties? What have you been studying the most? Necromancy?
Bunch of necromancy.
Yes, okay.
Anything sort of bringing the dead back to life is huge.
That's mm-hmm. huge for us.
Ghost stuff.
Potions, charms, hexes, any of that?
Hexes, yes.
Potions don't call to me because I feel like it's just cooking and I'm like...
It's like cooking with drinks.
And I'm like, okay, so am I a mixologist? I just want to crush some beer!
Beer!
What about herbology?
I mean, there's only one kind of herbology I'm into, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
He's making a sex motion.
Have sex with trees! That's what I meant.
Oh, this is the other thing that's worrying me about growing up, is that I thought he meant, smoking some wacky weed.
Yeah, I would think it was right there to,
And you know, my...
But he wants to whack some smoky weed,
That's right, and my brother Snakin and I know you remember this, we have sort of a telepathic connection. We can understand each other's thoughts, and lately... My brother's thoughts are horribly gross.
Don't yuck my yum.
I'm trying not to, but it's a jungle in
there. I understand. Shanessa is repressed. I don't know where she sort of is sexually because she is repressing it actively and all the time.
It feels like the only move.
Have either of you...
Yeah, that's a way to go.
Have either of you considered using your magics to temporarily break this telepathic connection and then in some way have some reprieve, at least momentarily, from one another's thoughts so you may dive into your darkest and most dank ideas?
I have not really been sort of censoring myself as of late. That's a new thing for me, mm-hmm. and we're sort of dealing with that as a... Here's what I'm concerned with, Usador.
Yes?
As far as I understand, a great deal of our power flows from that link. So we could do it and sort of, get freaky for a while, but...
To what end? Would we be magical half of what we are now? Would I be more satisfied with that life? Half the magic, but all of my sexual prowess?
Oh, well, that is a problem. You don't want to lose the source of your magical energies, but perhaps there is some way that you could at least temporarily mask these thoughts from one another so you could delve into your most perverse perversions.
You know what sort of my strategy has been? And I'm sorry I didn't discuss this with you, Shanessa, earlier. But it's sort of like, start with get wild, get weird, mm-hmm. get gross with it. Now... She's been exposed to that thought of me and the tree, right?
Yeah, sure.
So now the normal stuff is like blip on radar, as it were.
Mm, desensitized.
Whereas I, as soon as possible, just think, oh, sandwich. Oh, what about a sandwich?
A sandwich is sort of good mass.
Ah, yes, a sandwich. Ooh, how I'm interested in what it feels like to have a sandwich.
Can I ask, when you think about the sandwich in your mind's eye, sort of conjure that forward, what's on the sandwich?
It's a boy. It's a beautiful boy sandwich.
You just want to take a bite out of that tight ass?
I mean, I will tell you, because I know when she does this, and it's sort of super obvious because she'll be walking along and all of a sudden I'll have the sort of bellowing of an ogre in my ears. Like, sandwich! It's Shanessa saw a guy she likes. That's what happened just now.
And it must, in some ways, over time, change your relationship to sandwiches.
Oh, no, it definitely does. I would say, first of all, I'm fully bisexual now, which is... Well, I guess that's not because of you. That's just because of me.
We have no idea.
Yeah. We'll never know. But, sandwiches are a deeply sexual experience for, I assume, both of us.
Yeah, it's hard to know. Nature versus nurture, nature versus sister.
Right now, I'm only eating open-faced sandwiches, but even that gets me very aroused.
Shanessa.
Sandwich, yes.
Gotta know, Dish, who's the boy on the sandwich?
Oh, Chunt.
It might change, but who shows up the most?
Okay, so here's my current boy, actually. Yeah. And it always feels better to just say these things out loud rather than knowing that my brother can see them in my brain.
Okay.
So I think that my favorite... Well, we had this experience on our Vishdosh break where...
First of all, highly recommend.
Yes. Highly recommend. We did some paddle boarding, but where the whole thing is see-through.
Ooh.
Have you been to Commodore Frogs, by the way?
No.
Commodore Frogs?
Have you? You haven't been?
You haven't been to Commodore Frogs?
Oh my gosh, you have to go.
Have to go. You have to go to Commodore Frogs.
I'm sorry. Stop. You have
Hold
to
on.
Go.
Who Hold. Is driving this whale?
Can we go? Turn it around. You well, can't do that?
Well, we can't go right
I
now.
Will make you rue the day.
Snakin, come back here.
Snakin,
we can't go right now.
Screaming at the whale, it wasn't churning.
Yes, it's hard, but Commodore, you must go. It's
they're known for their wet rope contest, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Any rope that you have near you that you get wet, as wet as you get it with alcohol, you get to
drink the rope.
Oh, it's a wet rope contest.
Yes, rope. You said
I always
rope?
Thought it was wet rope, but no, wet rope makes more sense.
No, it's a wet rope contest.
I'm sorry. It is a wet robe contest, and there is a wet
rope as a prize.
Deal. Yes. As a deal. As a prize, yes. Okay.
Whoever's robe gets the wettest gets the wet. Rope that's the wettest.
So yeah. Who's this boy?
Okay,
this boy?
So we're at Commodore Frogs, and he's drinking like this very tall blue drink. Mm-hmm. And I say, how about that tall drink of blue? And he says, ha ha. And he's actually a transfer student from he was there on a break from a different school. Oh. And so I've never seen him before. His name is Colomy, and boy, is he Ionic. You know, he kind of was tall like a column.
Yes.
And there's different stages of columns.
Yes.
Is he from,
I don't know.
Colomy, maybe.
Was that anything?
Is he from Drumstring?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I know that's another rival wizard school.
There's another wizard school?
There's yeah, several. Drumstring. There's a few.
It's an unknown icy place. They wear like furry coats, and that means they go the wildest over Vishnas break because they have just like never been in the sun.
There's
never had the sand between their toes.
There's Les Pretty Sticks, and they're just sort of, they're very snobby.
They're a bit snobby, and
that's a girls' school, by the way.
But this boy, Colony, was, well, let me just tell you, he was a Reuben of a sandwich.
Ooh.
He had a lot going on, and I loved every second
of it.
As
you're supposed to do a French dip, if you know what I mean.
Oh, a real Reuben stud, right? Everybody with me on that one?
What?
Never mind, I don't, Earth people are loving it.
But, you know, we had to just exchange that we would maybe be pen pals, and now every time I think of a sandwich, I just think of his beautiful eyes, and he had, like, blonde, curly hair, and his curls sort of, like, formed around his eyeballs sometimes. Mm.
Very
true.
Very true.
Arnie,
very cherubic. Not my type, but very true.
I thought his hair kind of looked like a sauerkraut, which is why I keep making a Reuben in my head.
Well, it's good that you two aren't sort of fighting over him. Arnie and Foon, pen pals is when you are pals with someone, and you have a long distance between you, so you both become pensive.
Oh, I see.
And you just yearn for each other.
I had to abbreviate pensive because I'm young, but we're both just like super pen. We're just two pen
You're
pals.
Soup pen.
Yeah, soup pen pals.
Oh, I hate pen music.
It's not for you.
No.
You never want to just like let it rain and put on some pen sounds?
No, just not my thing. I'm just not into it.
Too
I can't get into it. Yes.
What sort of, I mean, there's some oldies but goodies. I mean, we are not opposed to sort of more classical music. What's your favorite music?
Oh, I love a jaunty shanty.
Oh.
Just something that people sort of scream at the top of their lungs in a tavern while they're shaking their beers and ales
I
back
love
and forth.
Beers.
And I love beers!
Arnie, have we ever heard your favorite music?
Oh, you know, my favorite music is Elvis Costello. He's just a hip, young, angry musician on my world. Although I've got to say, I've still never heard it, but after last week, and I'm surprised I'm saying this, I'm thinking about getting into Jethro Tull.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we find out that Elvis died? Didn't Jethro Tull kill Elvis?
Oh, Elvis Presley.
This is a different Elvis.
Yeah, no, that's
where
the lesser Elvis.
Where you come
Elvis.
From, there are two Elvises?
There are two Elvises.
How can a world support two Elvises?
Well, actually, three. Elvis Mitchell, who's a great interviewer.
What? That's wild.
I'm going to need a beer to get my head around this. I got to have my last beer before we get back to school.
Oh, gosh.
What's it going to be like getting back? You know, you've had just a wild getaway.
We have such seventh year-itis. You know, it's just like very hard to pay attention.
We show up at Ghost Stuff in the morning. And it's like we learned all the ghost stuff.
I'm like, I already know I'm on path to like graduate. So I'm like, how can I even pay attention to ghost stuff when
at
I'm thinking
point,
about sandwiches?
Oh,
is there going to be any sort of seventh year prank this year?
Oh.
Always.
You know, House Dingle Dong always takes the prank way
That's
too far.
Right. You're in House Dingle Dong, which is the evil house? Is that right?
Yes. Some people shirk away from that label. table, but not us, the Fresh Grape Twins. We think, yes, we are the evil house.
We are the house unburdened by sort of moral shackles.
That's right.
That's a good way to think about
it. So last year we killed a first year, and we're thinking, how do we sort of...
That was the prank? That was your prank?
Well, hold on.
Well, we didn't do it because we weren't seventh years, but like that's what Dingle Dong did.
Last year's Dingle Dong killed a first year, but was trying to see... How long can we sort of animate his body and send him to school before anyone notices he's dead?
It was very funny.
It was very... Can I stress how funny it was?
It was hilarious.
That the body of this child was being sort of like thrumped around in the classroom.
He could like do a conga line if you let him. And...
So much child reanimation.
I mean, it sounds evil and I hate it, but it does sound funny.
It was so funny.
So funny.
I mean, I don't think it's funny at all unless there were sunglasses.
Oh, there were.
Oh, man, I'm into it.
Funny thing about reanimation, you can never get the pupils quite right.
So you have to do some sort of glassware, some sort of eye accessory.
Pro tip when dealing with the undead. The eyes will always give you a...
That's where the windows to the soul, and when your soul is the only thing you got, it's just a big old bay window.
Big old bay window.
Now I'm surprised that you're returning to school at all for the seventh year.
Well, you know, we thought about doing a sort of study abroad, just go around, make mischief, as it were, everywhere.
I thought about leaving with Colomy, but ultimately we just felt like, let's get the piece of paper.
Something to put on the wall to keep the parents at bay no matter what happens.
Sure, because we have very loving and supportive parents.
Love them
both. Might come as a shock, but we we love them.
I sort of assume they're kind of evil.
No, they're both chirping birds.
Really? Yeah, two sweeties, two absolute sweeties.
Big nerds.
There's a theory sometimes that magical twins split one soul, and so it turns a bit evil. And that's another reason why we're worried about breaking our magical connection.
Want to not have a soul. Big old
bay windows? No, thank you.
Arnie, did you hear what they said? They said they gotta get that slip of paper, that piece of paper. Aren't we looking for slips of paper? Well, we are looking for lost pages from the Book of Sight, the secret book of the Dark Lord.
What are you guys talking about? You want a beer?
Yes, we do want a beer.
Okay.
Cool, we're gonna get some beers.
We're gonna get some beers. Also, we're
out of our way, Beverly!
Watch this. I have a question that might lead us to a page of the Book of Sight. Fresh Grave Twins, I must ask you, who's your favorite teacher at Chisholm?
Myself.
Yeah.
We'll go one at a time.
Okay, I would say first, my favorite is myself.
Yes, my favorite is Shnanessa.
My second favorite is Snaken.
My second favorite is myself.
My third favorite is just trial and error.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, life is the greatest teacher.
My fourth favorite is the street, the sort of learning of the street.
You have to learn. You have to learn out the real smart. World. Yeah.
My fifth favorite is rumor.
Rumor is good. Mm-hmm. Rumor is good. And then my sixth favorite is... Gord's Guard, the Pumpkin Dragon.
There we go. Gord's Guard, the Pumpkin Dragon.
Is that spelled a G-O-U-R-D?
Like a guard.
And mm-hmm. I gotta ask, is that like a giant pumpkin with dragon wings or giant dragon with a pumpkin head?
Pumpkin dragon?
Or is it just a man?
Oh, Gord's Guard. It's just a man. Yes. That's a hyphenated last name.
Gord's Guard, the Pumpkin Dragon.
I'm an asshole. I'm so sorry.
No, it's a fair assumption, honestly. It's just that, I mean, he has a bit of like a fiery streak.
Is it a name or is it a title?
Ooh, good question.
I don't know, and I don't know enough about his personal life to know, and I don't care to ask, and I never will, but it might be a title.
It might be like a duke situation, a lord.
Wait, is this a teacher who turns carriages into pumpkins?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes, that's the one. Yes. And mice into footmen.
And makes clothes better.
And I think that's it.
So they teach transfiguration.
Yes. Yes. But outside in the garden.
Just garden transfiguration.
Yes.
No. All things, but the physical classroom is outside in the garden.
I see.
Yes. And then sometimes there's like a crossover with herbology, and that's like a hoot.
Love it.
There's that motion again. Mm-hmm. He's making that motion again.
Herbology.
You didn't ask me about who my crush was.
Snaken.
Okay, so I had a thing with the cedar tree for a while, and I will tell you why. You from Earth. You familiar with dryads?
Dryads?
Sort of tree spirit, women, men.
Tree spirits? You know about tree spirits, where you're from?
I'm just using context clues, I think. Like,
you can use context clues. Do you know about tree spirits? It's like spirits in trees.
Let's back it up a moment for him. Do you know what trees are?
Do you know what trees
are? Start there.
Okay, yes, trees.
Arnie,
prove it.
Dryads, context clues. Use context clues to guess dryads.
If a dryad is a tree spirit, it's a spirit. It's a spirit that lives in a tree.
Is it like
and
this?
And it's dry.
Is it like this every
it's
day?
It's got like ashy
every
elbows.
Can I get a beer, actually?
Yes, oh, yes, can. Yeah. We got this
Thank
bucket.
You.
Also, we have a fun game. Have you ever been miced?
Ooh.
No.
Oh, this is very
oh,
fun.
This is very fun.
Good.
Okay, so I have a mouse whose neck I have snapped, and I will drink the sort of blood from out of the inside of it. Don't aw. He had it coming.
Sounds fun.
But if I kneel down and you look at him, then I've miced you. And unless you kneel down and drink also from the inside of the mouse, then you have to drink both of the mice. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. How did the mouse have it coming?
Oh, he was when he was a footman, he was a real dick.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, sorry. These are men turned into mice.
Okay, yeah, mice.
Some of them are
mice.
Some of them are genocide.
Mice into men.
That's what I meant.
Yes, and then men back into mice.
Correct.
Some of them are, but they were footmen.
They were either huge, huge dicks or genocide deniers.
Mm. Yeah, mice me, bro.
Oh, I can't. You can't. This is a surprise.
You can't. This is that's very.
I want a mice.
It's like being hypnotized. You can't. You can't want it too hard. You have to like let it happen.
I can't want it too hard.
Okay,
you got mice.
You got miced.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
While I get,
I don't think that's how you play, but go ahead.
Well, I'm winning. While we drink this mice blood, or at least me, why don't we take a quick break, and we'll come back more with the Grave Fresh Grave Twins.
Tell you about the dryad.
Tell me about the dryad.
Yeah,
sandwich!
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
All right, we're back. Chunt has got mouse blood streaming down his front.
Woo! Woo! Vishtosh break!
Vishtosh break!
Woo! You see, during Vishtosh, a terrible fire season, it's important to get away to a warm climate because it's already hot there and you don't notice it as much. Whereas in the colder climates, it can cause so much destruction. Whereas it just lands in the water around a beach and it's like, nice hot water.
It's just fun, Art.
Yeah, I know.
It's
I was friggin' young
fun.
Once.
It's friggin' fun. It's just so friggin' fun.
Vanessa, I wish you just have a little. Because I'm so proud of you, and
Stop
you're so
it.
Powerful.
Stop it.
You're so powerful. And I'm so proud of you. But I just wish you'd have a little more fun and not sandwich so much. And go Black Widow a boy. Go Black Widow a boy. Go take everything from him and leave nothing behind.
Snake, and you are so good to me, but I just can't. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to let you.
At your own pace.
I'm not ready to let you see what I think about Colomy. Oh, I'm such a freaking buddy.
I can guess. There's not a whole lot.
Such tiny nipples.
Okay, yeah, sure, girl, whatever. Let the freak flag fry.
Have you ever fried a freak flag?
Find a flag. Oh, you miced me. I drink this mouse.
So let's hear about this dryad.
I'll tell you, I found one. It's in a tree.
He really likes her.
I like her a lot. And they're sort of very, very physical. And we did it all of the ways you can as a tree. And then, I sort of, it was a formative experience for me, and so now, trees? Sandwich, you know what I mean?
Now that Snakehead says that, I wonder if Jessica Wethel was a dryad, since
that
she didn't know that word.
That would make so much sense.
Since she doesn't know that word, she didn't know to call herself that.
Yeah, she was a tree hag. I just want to be
tree
careful
wench.
Not. Whoa, sorry, tree
Arnie,
wench.
I don't know if I ever heard the dryad describe itself as a dryad. We have the name in the book of the things that have names.
The book of the things that have names.
Oh, one of the most important textbooks for any young student learning magic. The text of the book that has names.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like a thing that has names. And some of the names are like what we would call it. But like, did you know this, Arnie? That before we had like the blue for the ocean, we just thought it looked like wine?
We just thought it looked like wine, Arnie. Can you
really
believe that?
It's fascinating because I've only seen Snicken drink. I haven't seen Shanessa drink. But she is drunk.
Is she getting like a contact high?
We're so freaking connected.
Don't you remember they have a telepathic
That's
link?
Doops, I miced myself.
Oh, stop micing yourself, Snakin.
Doops, I did it.
Snakin, I'm starting to get so blurry in my vision.
No, that's okay.
Wait, Snakin.
Yep.
Okay, we've got to sober up. Let's cast a Patronus.
You know what you need? Okay, so there's two ways to sober up. One is you catch the Patronus. And you make him take it away from you. The other is you make a ghost move through you, take the alcohol out.
That's harder if you don't have a ghost.
You don't have a ghost, you can't
soaks
do
up
it.
All the alcohol.
That's right. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Do you want to eat something? There's a food cart coming by there.
That's
got
a myth, Arnie.
Oh, okay.
Maybe take a shower?
It's a myth.
It's a myth, Chunt. Okay.
If you don't want any too many flavor rice, you don't have to have any.
Oh. I mean, I do love the too many flavored rice. Have you ever had it before?
I've had rice before.
But you never had the too many flavored rice.
It's no? wonderful. It has every flavor in it, plus some extras.
Some would say, too many flavors.
Too many flavors. I can't even think about it right now till I cast my Patronus.
Let's cast the Patronus. It's a ball.
Look at that ball. Yeah. It's kind of bouncy.
Boink, boink, this lamp.
Lamp.
There's a lamp on the bump. Oh.
You feeling better now?
Yes. Fine.
Okay. Sorry.
So you two don't know what to do when you graduate. What do your parents do? What are they? What are their jobs?
Snore fest.
They run a small business and love each other.
Snore. We make wooden fans. Snore.
So, but they also went to Chisel Knob.
That's right.
But now they just run a small store and they don't use what they learned.
Well, they use the small wooden fans. They sort of like sing motivational quotes at you, and they have like a sort of a vibe of what you might need. Real chirping bird stuff.
Small enchanted wooden fence.
That's right.
Sure. I see.
Yes, I actually have one. They gave us little care packages because they're just so frigging adorable.
God, it's gross.
They're so gross, but we love them.
We love them. But honestly, they're good fans too.
So let me unfurl this one.
Sweetheart, you're doing such a wonderful job at school. Your mother and I are so proud of you. Keep it up. Pip, pip.
That was very nice. You
it's
don't
very
like that?
Nice. No, it's very one. Nice. It's very nice. But let me ask
Mom
you,
made one for me, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, sweetheart. Just remember the best foot forward is the calm foot forward, and the foot forward with both laces tied.
And it goes on for a while like that. Yeah. Mostly foot stuff.
Well, to be fair, Snake, it does trip very often.
Well, it's not my fault that one of my feet likes to ghost through things a little bit.
Oh, yes. Oh. A tiny bit of his foot is a ghost.
How did your foot die?
You'll have to ask him.
Take off your shoe.
All right.
Foot, this is Usador. I command thee to tell me what happened to you and caused you to shuffle off this mortal coil.
Oh, hello. It's been a while since someone's talked to me.
Hello, Snakin's foot.
Hello.
Is it just me here? Does Snakin's foot sound a lot older than Snakin?
Yeah, I don't.
What's in it?
Death will do that to you. Sort of ages you.
Foot, answer the wizard.
What's in it for me, then?
I shall give you all.
You'll grant me a boon, will you, Blue Wizard?
I may do just that. Do you want a new sock?
Yes, a sock will do quite nicely.
Oh, Snakin, could you kind of kick your sister with that ghost foot?
Why on earth would I do that?
Just kind of sober her up.
All right. Well, no, she's sober, isn't she?
Well, I...
Ha-ha! Sneak attack!
Ah! Oh, did you mice me?
Does that work if it's a ghost foot that goes through you?
Well, I had sort of sobered up from the Fatronuses, but then I did sneak a little beer to the side because I was jealous of all the drinking you were doing. So yes, I was starting to get a little bit tipsy again, a little loosey-goosey, loosey-loo.
Loosey-goosey-loo.
Trying to get lit!
That's right, but that ghost foot did knock that one little beer out of me. But yes, it would only work for about one drink or so.
Oh, fuck. Arnie, do I sound like that when I say, like, pen pals? Do I sound like when Usador says, trying to get lit?
Yeah.
Oh,
stop trying to be younger than you are.
That's so sad.
Yeah, you're an old, old badger.
Foot, tell me your tale, and I shall grant thee a sock.
Well, my tale's a tale as old as time. Foot.
He got stuck in ice. He got stuck in ice.
And he froze off because he was in ice too long.
Because we were playing some races on the lawn.
I got stuck in ice. Oh, racing kids. On the lawn.
You shouldn't play races.
Oh, no, races.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is like a wheelbarrow race. Mm, this is okay, a foot race. This is when we all have to gallop.
Okay, gotcha.
Horse race.
Foot, I deny you your sock because you are really stretching that out. And the twins just got straight to the point.
Well, you do have to ask him. It's not my story to tell.
Well, but then your sister did it.
Well, it's her story to tell.
Oh, it is?
Well, I was there with the ice.
Oh, you did it?
Well, Snaken had injured himself, so I got a bucket of ice so he could put his foot on ice to recover from the day of races on the lawn. Mm-hmm. But then I said, well, don't keep that foot in there too long, and he fell asleep, and then now that foot is dead.
To my credit, it had been a day.
It had been a day. It had been a day. Oh, I don't want to go back to school. I don't want to go.
You know what I do miss, though?
What?
There's just all of the
treacle tart.
Oh, I miss treacle tarts at treacle time.
Ooh, treacle tart at treacle time. What will we do without the structure of being a student?
What's treacle tart?
Okay. Oh. What's treacle tart?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a small dessert made of a molasses paste.
Oh.
And you eat it at treacle time.
Okay, oh. It was treacle time. I'm into
actually,
that.
It's treacle time now.
Oh, treacle for everyone.
Yes,
yes. Usador. Yes, Usador.
I just get faded on treacle.
These are delicious. Delicious tarts.
Yeah.
You have to nibble them.
Oh.
Yeah, don't go too fast. Yes. Whoa. This is one of the best parts about school is they have fabulous treacle tarts. But the structure and the authority.
It's so
and
nice
the
to know what I'm doing
in,
for
know.
Every hour of my day.
What do you do with all your time, groans?
Oh, boy.
That's what we call people who are
we
grown up.
We shorten it because we're young.
Yeah, I
groans.
Think
it mostly also sounds like a groan.
Which sounds like what your lives are, probably.
Groan.
Well, I spend a lot of my time planning the defeat of the Dark Lord, thinking of ways to overcome evil in all of its forms, and finding ways to raise up Foon and create prosperity and happiness for
here,
all.
Here comes Arnie. He's going to say some young phrase and try and sound young and cool.
Yeah, here it comes.
Here it comes.
So, keep in school, you slick whiz.
Oh, he sounds so... I don't know, kind of worked for me.
What?
I don't know.
I've never heard Slick Whiz, and now I like it.
I like it quite
a bit. I like Slick Whiz.
Slick Whiz.
His slang is catching on.
He's a trendsetter.
Yes. I'm such a groan.
Chad, Beverly, come here.
Yes, what is it?
Do you even know what a Slick Whiz is?
You don't, do you?
Never heard that.
Takes one
before.
To know one. Jump you are not.
Jump off this whale, nerds.
Okay.
Okay, here I go.
Oh, my God, they did it.
They're the worst.
Oh, my God,
no.
They did it.
Oh, I wish that could count as our prank, but it didn't happen at school.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
oh, that's a long way down.
And that's really going to slow down the spread of Slick Whiz. Because they know it, but they just jump to their deaths.
You know the one way to kill a cool phrase is to tell it to a bunch of nerds.
Yes, it's got to be only in House Dingle Dong, maybe Roaring God, but like only if we like agree that it's okay.
Yes, it's the kind of thing you want to kill a rooster and then paint its blood, Slick Whiz, on someone else's common room.
Yes,
they'll be like, what does this even mean? And that's what makes it so
we'll
cool
like,
is that they don't even know what it means.
Dingle Donged. Oh, ooh, this is actually giving me an idea for our prank.
Okay,
maybe
okay.
We make all the whizzes slick.
Shanessa, all of them?
Yeah, all of them. We cover them in like some slippery slickness.
Just all the whizzes.
Yeah, we're like, here comes the slickness, and then all the whizzes are slick.
Say, get up, get down with the slickness.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
I think it's good.
I've got to make school interesting, Snake, and I'm so tired.
Shanessa, you know what would make it interesting?
What?
A formative sexual experience.
Stop it! Stop it! Come on, sandwich.
Do you know what else could make it interesting? Turning to the side of good and picking a topic that allows you to help Usador in his quest to destroy the Dark Lord.
That would be quite a turn, Shanessa.
Yes, think about it.
I mean, you're so obviously on the side of evil.
Thank you.
Almost like you gotta make a turn towards good at some point, right?
I always envision it. I love that. Honestly, I love that.
I love it.
And you're looking for a direction in life?
But I honestly envision that as more of like a retirement swing for me, that like, here I come, I've had a whole life of evil and need to finally let people see me in a deeper light, you know, sort of like, oh, I've been an ingenue, let me play a character part, and then at the last moment, when it really feels like there's been a ton of buildup and I've done like so many horrible things that you could barely even call it redemption, I do just enough for people to go, maybe we didn't know her whole story. That was kind of what I was seeing, but... And also it'd be amazing if it like came down between us one of us didn't want to turn.
One of us did. The sort of inter-family drama of that question.
Yes, because where's your higher duty? Is it to family or is it to goodness?
To the world.
What a struggle, right? But we can't do that at 17, Usador. That's too much.
What about this?
Okay.
We turn, quote, good.
Okay.
Quote.
Fun. I love this.
We show back up and like, hello, we're Roaring Gods now. And this is our house, and we're here. Cut to next day. Murdered everyone in Roaring God House.
That's a good prank.
That's a good prank.
That's a good idea. Okay, what about this?
Okay.
Okay, we finish out as Dingle Dongs because we only have a few months left anyway.
Right.
When we leave, the two of us plus four friends live in like an apartment in a city.
Okay.
And we just kind of like...
How nice is the apartment?
Like shockingly nice.
Can we afford it?
Absolutely not.
But we're there anyway.
Yes, we are. Good. And maybe later we'll say, oh yes, we inherited it and it's rent controlled. And then we just sort of like have ups and downs and have like twists and turns and foibles. I fall in love with your college roommate.
Good.
You fall in love with my best friend.
How about
There's
this?
There's two more that we hang out with, though they're less significant to our lives.
Isn't he your best friend?
Well, yes.
Yes.
But in this instance, we'd all be friends.
We're all friends. Oh. Everyone is a friend.
Oh.
How about this?
Okay.
We graduate.
Yes.
I become a mitten star.
Okay.
And then I continue down this path of drinking beers and just really, really get too far.
Okay.
You pull me back.
Yes.
And together we open a tavern together.
Okay.
And I'm sort of like a cool, older, but good-looking man. And
yes.
I'm just sleeping with everyone left and right and left and right.
And I shrink and get curly hair and keep a towel on my shoulder the whole time.
Yes, and you're sort of a spitfire and quick-witted woman.
Yes, I like that.
What happened to, if you were a star in Mittens, is your coach there?
Yes, he's there.
The whole time?
No, he dies, and then he's replaced with someone else.
And we recover from that?
And we do, and it's amazing that we do because he is beloved.
Okay, what about
this? Is there a place for the three of us at your tavern?
That would be great. Actually, yes, I think there's a place for definitely two of you.
Yes, one of you will come in, and every time you do, we'll yell, Chant!
Yes.
Which one?
I want
for the next 25 years.
Interesting fact. I think there's a lot of ways that I could be involved, for I know a lot of interesting things about birds and conspiracies.
Yes, you are a bit of a know-it-all.
I think I could fit right in there.
That's right. Well, maybe Chunt takes over when your coach dies, and Arnie and Usador are there from the beginning.
Yes.
Okay, what about this? In this one, I love it, but there's another person there who we haven't met, but he needs to move to a different city.
Yes, he does. And his ex-wife goes with them.
Yes.
I could maybe be that one, you know, because I have, like, a podcast is pretty interesting. And eventually I am going to have to leave this world to go back to Earth and see my friend Adol.
Yes.
So I'll see Adol, and that's where I'll be afterwards.
That makes sense.
You could be his favorite food that he eats. Tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
That's right.
You could be the eggs. You could be the eggs boy, Arnie.
Well, I'm glad we finally figured out what you're doing with your lives.
Yes. Well, this is sort of speedballing.
Wait, I think I have a different one.
Okay.
We go back to the other one where it's still you and me, but there's only two other people and it's about nothing.
Oh, very good.
Okay, we'll probably do that one.
That one.
I like the tavern one. I feel like it's a good backup plan for us in like season 5,
yeah,
maybe.
Not too bad.
Yeah, you can have that one. We're going to do the one where it's the two of us plus two more people and it's about nothing.
Get
well,
out.
If we're going to do the tavern one, we should have a little toast. L'chaim.
That would be a good title.
Here's the thing that I'm going to miss about school. Everybody knows my name.
Oh, you do want to be in a place where everyone
knows
your
name. And for me, it's Boston, which is what we call the favorite part of our common room in House Dingledong.
Yes,
it's your Boston common.
It's the smelliest, sweatiest part that we call Boston.
Boston,
common.
Yes. It's pretty cool. On the surface, very liberal, but with some deep-seated class issues.
Oh, boy. If you dig a little bit deep, you'd be surprised that
the
people
racial
still
tensions.
Believe
yeah,
there.
Yeah. There's some tough stuff, but also some great stuff. Boston, our favorite common part of the common room. What were we saying?
Well, Freshgrave Twins, it's actually been really nice to catch up with you.
Doops, I miced you.
Doops, we miced you. You've all been miced.
Here we go.
Honey, come here.
Take a knee and chuck too much.
Yeah. How did they get drunk so fast?
I know. Like
we're
it was
17. Close, we have no tolerance.
Come close to my face.
And we can't have a good carb base because neither of us can eat sandwiches anymore.
And we could. We could if we would just be
I
brave.
Can't stop it.
If we would be brave, stop we could.
It. Yeah, what was it you wanted to tell me?
What did you say, though?
What did I
you
say?
Arnie,
what
did you what say? Did you say though?
What did
Arnie,
I
Arnie,
what did you say?
It sounded like you were
you were going to say something.
Arnie, what did you say?
But what did you say?
While you think about it, how about I read an email?
Sean, what did you read, though?
Well, I'm about to read it.
Oh, but what did you read, though, Chant?
Not yet, but I'm about
Chant,
to.
Chant, what did you read, though?
Chant, what did you read? It's
of course,
a simple
you can always,
question.
I guess.
Ma'am, these are just like Wiz. We bring and love you.
Wiz, get turned faded hot.
Lucy, Lou.
Lucy.
When
Lou.
We're, I guess when we're on the Winged Whale, we should call them e-whales. You can send us an e-whale at magictavern@puppies.supplies or at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with 6 T's.
Chunt. We love chunt. That.
We love that, though.
This is from Joseph Lang. Joseph says, Arnie, if there are this is to Chunt, but for Arnie. If there are extra months in Foon, does that mean that more time has passed since you fell through the portal than more than 4 years ago? Is it really more like 5 years? Oh. Are you 44?
Oh, no.
Why do they think there are extra months?
I don't know.
I guess we don't know for a fact that time passes the same way on Earth as it does here, but it sort of seems like it does generally. Although, you know, this year is already going by so fast.
Well, they say you're only as old as you feel. How old do you feel?
I feel 43, which is what I am, and I'm going to be 44 in January. Yeah, which is not so far away.
Chad?
Which?
Beverly? Chad?
Oh.
Chad, doesn't
sir? Is... Can we help
can
you?
Can we help you?
I've lost my children. Egg on my face.
Oh, you are taking your children all the way to Jizzlenob?
Doops, nerd parent.
Doops, nerd parent. We kicked them off this whale.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, boom. They went boom, off boom, the whale. Boom, good. Push. Prank, dingle, dong.
Guys, y'all is the question. Which month is the most extra?
Wait. Which month is the most extra?
Which
what'd
month
you
is
say?
The... Well, that's the question. They
what'd
said.
You say?
What did you say, though?
What did you say, though?
I
which
said,
month
is
the
most
extra?
Extra?
Yeah.
I don't know. What month did you think is the most extra? I like Jimble.
Jimble's always like, here I am. It was pretty extra.
Jimble's it's always not... like, hey, check me out, friggin' thirsty
we're
month.
Like, we get it, Jimble.
We get it, Jimble.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
I suppose time does work differently here. I've lived on both Earth and Foon now. I was on Earth for a week. We're very exciting.
You did a week abroad?
Yes, I did. And then I came back here, and now it feels like the last 3 months have gone by in about 4 days.
Yeah, real fast. But also, sir, yeah, your kids, I think, might be dead, but...
Yes, probably they're... for the best.
Oh, boy. Oh,
they were nervous. This is their first year.
What?
Well, maybe not the first year. It was Beverly's. I lost track.
Excuse me, sir. Did you happen to also go to Jizzlenob?
I did.
Were you in House Dingledong?
Usador, I'm sorry to cut you off there. Much like their children, this guy just doesn't seem interesting.
Oh,
it's not really
pop a squat
like,
here.
No.
Well, he did.
Can you imagine a dead pop in a squat?
You're sitting on a badger.
Let's get some fresh chat going.
He didn't seem to care at all about the fact that his children did.
Arnie, I want very badly to push this adult man off this whale.
I mean, look, I can't condone it, but I'm going
to
look
but
over.
You want me
I'm
going to
look
it.
Over
Let's
this
have
other
some
direction.
Lit conversation.
What's going on over there? I'm not looking.
What
at
are
all.
Some of your interests?
Well, I like to.
Would you look over here, sir?
Sure.
We've miced you. Oh. You must take a knee, but over there.
Okay,
take
further.
A knee. Further. Okay. Further. Further.
Well, now I'm on the ledge of the
drink
brook.
These two mice.
That way he walked off by himself, and if they say you did it, we'll say no.
No, wait. Nope.
He walked off himself.
He got mice.
Oh, I'm back. It looks like that dad just walked off and is totally fine, I'll assume.
He actually did.
Chunt, what? Are you okay?
Yeah, why? He sat on you.
He sat on you for a moment.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I was acting like a chair. Leaning back, my legs forward. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure, it's all sure. Fine. Yeah.
Should we, Arnie, go to Jizzlenob?
Yeah, I think we should go to Jizzlenob.
You should go to Jizzlenob.
Is it weird if we go back to school?
It's a little weird sometimes when people come back to school because you're like, oh, weird. Did they not move on? Are they doing like a glory days situation?
But Janessa, they didn't go to Jizzlenob.
Did any of you
well,
go to
hold on.
Did you go to...
No, Yusidor didn't go because he's a wizard.
I attended the Great Halls of Tarakas.
Yeah. Did you two not get into Great Halls?
We don't want to talk about it. It's just like...
We've told you the difference between wizards and mages, right?
What?
The difference between wizards and mages.
Wizards are
like,
born.
You can count wizards on your hands and your feet, but not your ghost toe, because he's a jerk. Got stuck in the... Don't count
would
on him.
Would come out of ice, even though I told him he should. We have a spark of magical ability that has to be harnessed and trained and fostered, it's and he is just like a freaking
wizards
wizard.
Wizards are born fully formed
from wizard.
Birds and the clouds and the
airs
confluence
and
the of fire and wind
right.
And rain. I've seen fire
and
I've seen rain.
It just comes naturally to me. Watch this.
Oh.
And this.
Oh.
And this.
Oh.
Do you want to see what we can do?
Yeah.
Sure.
Watch.
Expect it.
Oh. It's just a sort of high five we made.
That's really good.
Well, if we go to Jizzlenob, which is a good idea because, you know, we can try to sort of... Jizzlenob is also one of the few places in Foon that is still free from the reign of the Dark Lord. We can build alliances there.
And we may be able to find a page of the Book of Sight.
Yeah, there's definitely some evil people there, so maybe we can find some more pages of the Book
of
Sight.
You should totally come because then maybe you can help us with our prank.
Yes.
And ooh, because be we can't... Now that Vishnosh break is over, we can't buy any more...
Beers!
So maybe, like, it'd be, like, so cool of you if you guys could buy us beers.
If you could sneak in there, sorry.
If you could just sneak
Rainbow
in there.
Rainbow Bowl, Prophecy Wine,
sure.
Blue
beers,
drink,
mice,
beers,
tall blue drink, sandwich.
Call
is happening
sandwich,
right
sandwich,
now.
Sandwich.
I don't see a problem with that. We can sneak some beers and some wine in there.
No, you sir. I actually think, you know, I don't want to bog ourselves down too much, but maybe an important side quest is to stop the Freshgrave twins from killing any people. I mean, starting now, forward.
Fish gotta swim, Martin.
And Graves gotta fresh.
Can we hear the rest of your mom's message?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's gonna pick up from where I started off.
And remember to tie both laces, love. And if you need the...
Sorry, which is rude, because it implies that it would happen again to my other foot. Oh, sorry, it could be...
Love, and there's no shame if you need us to bring back the Velcro kind, or your dad and I are well-intentioned and purposeful on making slip-on shoes if you prefer.
Leaving a message, darling.
I am, sweetheart.
More beautiful boy.
Would you start the stir fry? Oh. I left everything out and it's chopped and prepped, but would you start it?
We have enough rice.
Well, I thought we would, but I was going to try making it from cauliflower.
Oh, bless you, love, Yana.
I love you. I love you. And I love you, Snakin and Shnanessa. Be good to each other. Hugs, kisses, and little...
That's a personal
friend. It's a sort of pet name she had for me, and I don't care to have it public knowledge.
It's Little Hisses, because his name is Snakin.
Oh,
that's
very cute.
His name is Little Hisses.
Little Hisses.
He's my brother.
Yeah, that's adorable.
It's cute.
Thank you for being so supportive.
Everybody, we're going back to school.
Yeah!
Woo!
Woo! I'm trying to feel a little bit younger.
Well,
we're going back to school.
Well, don't point your two fingers up in the air like that when you do it.
That
makes it... Okay, if you're going to use two fingers, do two on both hands.
Two on both hands.
Woo!
Yeah, and maybe shorten back to school to BTS. Yeah.
BTS! Woo! Cut it out!
No, it was okay. You're like a kind of slick whiz.
No slick whiz.
Oh, slick whiz.
Thank you.
drunken, sexy children. Until you learn to harness their entertainment value, Ira Glass, you'll always be in the minor leagues. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. The Freshgrave Twins were played by Entertainment Pariahs, Jessica McKenna, and Zach Reno. Everyone knows the cautionary tale of their failed financial advice podcast, Off Book. Rejected by Wall Street, the laughing stocks of the investment community, they had no choice but to adapt their format and improvise a completely new musical during every episode. Listen to Off Book and help them wipe away their shame. You might even hear more of their signature move.
You mean that thing where
okay, let's go ahead and say the same thing at the same time. Oh, delightful. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Imagine a chef in a five-star restaurant working wonders, while a mosquito lingers in a sticky corner, adding little more than an insectile buzzing. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Sir?
Yes, Lincoln, whatever is it?
Yeah, Slack? It's been deleted.
Yes, that was me.
No, every copy on Earth was deleted. All of them.
Well, I can't just have you reinstalling it. Like I say in my business self-help guide, 7 Tactics to Psychologically Destroy Highly Effective People, you have to isolate the source of your... What the hell?
Sir, your hand is glowing.
What's this readout? Potential incursion? Wizard-related? If this is another false Ian McKellen flag, I'm going to break someone's eye. Link and I have to go. No time to explain. Hold things down in my absence. Oh, I threatened everyone with a Dr. Ward clip from behind the tavern, and by God, they're going to hear it. Lest you forget, listener, there's more where this came from on Stitcher Premium. And now... Taxi!
But both of you picked really great details to deconstruct or subvert, you know, Shane saying it's casually referring to it as the Belleroth Institute was the hospital that I'm in. And Adol, there's a run in there where almost every line that both of you are saying is some kind of very easy to get, not overcomplicated, simple turn of like, why did he destroy the flower we left for him in his room?
I haven't listened to it since it came out, and I was going to say, do I offer you like 2 donut holes or something?
Two suppositories.
2 suppositories. Yeah. You're like, we have to give you the suppositories. Yeah. You have to take
Future Adol knows past Adol's. Too well.
In fact, there was a almost classic moment for us where I think Adol and I were both racing to the same joke, which was that we were going to get you a spork, but we're calling it a foon. Because it's a fork and a spoon. I think we actually hit it in unison. So I'm sure that sounded incredibly scripted. But it's actually, no, it's just unhealthy improv competition.
Sir?
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.